All right, all good?
Jackson, if you're here and the group's at Adelaide Oval, are you okay?
Yeah, no, all good. Obviously had a fair workload over the last couple of months, so it was just about freshening up today. Me and Big Charles just did a session at the club, just to freshen up for the weekend, mate. Yeah, no dramas at all.
Notable on the weekend that two ruckmen worked against you. Question is the workload on you now taking a toll or...?
Oh, not really. I think they played it quite smart, and probably the conditions of the ground was probably harder for me to get my leap away. And obviously him being 206 centimetres was able to get a lot of the ball. So it was something we've definitely got to look at. But, you say take your toll. I'm having a bit of a freshen up today. But, a couple of weeks ago I was a bit sore again, had a freshen up and come out and played some good footy. So looking forward to the challenge again this weekend.
Would it be smart this week to go Lobie and you against Gorn rather than just one ruckman?
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, he's obviously a ripping player, massive size, very hard. I think he's in form. He's definitely in form, so I don't think he's in excellent form and very hard to stop. So obviously Loeb's played a really good game in the sample last week, and that's something that Kenny and the coaching staff will plan today, and obviously we'll know later on in the week.
You've seen him twice this year, and he certainly worked against Port Adelaide at Elizabeth Oval, but you scored back in Alice Springs. What have you learnt by rucking against him?
Yeah, it was probably one of my early games against Max, and it was probably a little bit of trying to nullify his hit when he's able to get his hit away. He's so dominant because he can put it wherever he wants, really, and we saw that against the weekend against Hawthorn. So you got to try and nullify him, and then obviously use our skills, which is obviously getting around the ground and ground level, which he's good at too. So it's obviously going to be a good battle and one that can change the game. So really looking forward to it.
Is Lobie itching to get back at him for what happened to Elizabeth?
Yeah, I would have thought. I think Lobes would be itching to get back in the team and play some really good footy. Obviously, he had a nasty injury. He's come back and got in some form on the weekend. He was dominant in the sample. Went down and watched him, and I think 50-something hit-outs and really worked around the ground. So Lobes would be keen not only to get one back on Max, but get one back and get back in the side and play some good footy.
You've done such a good job in there. You're obviously enjoying it. How do you feel about slotting back into the back line a little bit more if you do have to share it on the weekend?
Yeah, I'll do whatever's asked me, whether it be ruck or back or maybe a little bit up forward, or whatever sort of Kenny tells me to do, I'll do. So that doesn't really faze me. I've enjoyed going in the ruck and shouldering the load, and obviously it'd be nice with a bit of help at some stage, because it does get pretty wearing. These blokes are massive units in the ruck, and something that I'm going to have to work on through pre-season if I'm going to have to play some more footy in the ruck, next year. I don't know what Kenny wants, but. It's something we'll definitely work to improve on, but yeah, I've enjoyed it in the ruck and looking forward to hopefully having another hit out this weekend in there.
Well, Jackson, you were the one who set the trend here in 2012. You put up your hand, said you would stay, and then everyone followed as a vote of faith in the club. What's going to happen now, 2 years of not playing finals? Do you think in the end the club says, well, it's time to relook at this list and doesn't have the same sort of view that you guys had in 2012?
It'd be interesting to see which way they go about it. I mean, you can definitely say that, but then if you look at the talent that we've had missing this year, through whether it be injuries, couple suspension, then obviously Gus and Paddy, it's a lot of talent out of your side that's going to change it. We know it's not working at the moment. It's no secret. We're not going to play finals this year, and unless something goes dramatically right. But we're disappointed with what we've dished up. We want to play finals as a side, and. But as Ollie said during the week, I think we've got that side that can get back to finals and can play some really, not just get into finals, but be damaging finals. That's what we want to be as a side. We want to get back to the top, and hopefully this group can do it.
You say you're not happy with what you've dished up. That first quarter against Sydney, surely the one basic thing that being asked of a team is to compete, and it just didn't seem there in that first quarter. Is there a reason why that would be?
There's no reason as to why. I don't think you go out to any game and try not to compete. It's one of those ones. They caught us, not by surprise, but they were just so dominant, and we couldn't, crawl our way back into the game. And we're trying to do a few different things, but they're a quality opposition, and take nothing away from them. They dominated us, and we weren't able to get in the game.
Your name got thrown up as possible trade bait earlier in the season. Did you use that as any extra motivation for this year?
Not really, mate. No.
Well, you've probably got even more currency now than what you did at the start of the year. How much? Do you want to stay at the club, or are you happy to move elsewhere? Or?
I'm contracted here till next year, so yeah.
Jackson, in terms of Melbourne and the progress they've made, how much better are they this time around than when you saw them in Alice?
I think they were good up there. I mean, they pushed us early on in the year, as you said, at Elizabeth, and won that game and really good. And I think they've, you know, only improved throughout this season. I think Jack Viney's in extremely good good form. Their midfielders are strong. They're running hard. They're gaining confidence, and you know, it, you can really feel that they're building momentum as a footy club. And that's going to be our challenge for this weekend, to come over to our home ground here. Hopefully a big crowd on Saturday night, and hopefully we can put in a really good performance, strong performance, a performance that you're proud of. You know, you can go away and think, yeah, we really played as a team tonight, and I think that'll challenge them.
Jacko, just last week Longmire said that you've kind of changed the way that the ruck is being played, similar to sort of like the way Adam Goods. When you first got thrown into the ruck, do you think you'd have that effect?
Oh, not really. I mean, I knew I could compete in the ruck. I obviously didn't show that on the weekend up in Sydney. I got dominated as a ruckman, so I'm still learning as a ruckman. I'm learning my craft. I think I've got better in some different areas, like around the ground with throw-ins. I think early on I really got dominated in that area, but I think I've been able to compete really hard in that area. So it's been a work in progress, but I've really enjoyed it. And as I said, I knew I could go in there and compete. That's sort of my game is to compete. So I knew I could go in there and compete. And yeah, it's been a really good change up and a mix up. And you're not as stressed in the ruck as what you are when you've got to play on a key forward. So it's been good for my footy. But at the end of the day, if we're not getting the wins, it doesn't really matter for me.
Jackson, you know that American term winning season. How important is it to get to 12-10 this year? So you have... What's termed a winning season, more wins than losses?
It's not going to be a winning season if we don't play finals, which we're not going to.
What's been the biggest thing you've learned personally this year, Jacko?
Say again, sorry.
What's been the biggest thing you've learned this year personally, mate, obviously with the new challenge of playing in the ruck?
Probably at the start, from ruck work in general, I thought you could just go in there and jump around and it was easy as that. But there's a lot of craft behind, you know, being a ruckman, and these good ruckmen are able to work you out and change up their position with the way they play. So I've been doing a lot of work with Aaron Greaves on different techniques of ruck work. Obviously, I'm a jumper, so I like to jump, but there's got to be times where you've got to mix it up and use different styles to ruck against these big, dominant players.
Do you want to talk us through your beanie too, Jacko?
Yeah, beanie. Obviously, next week is Brain Injury Awareness Week, so it's probably a big cause for everyone in the AFL with so many injuries nowadays, with concussion and local footy injuries that happen. So it's just a great way to raise awareness for a good cause. Obviously, in our sport, it happens more than what we would like it to, and obviously in the general public, it happens a lot as well. So it's just about raising awareness. We'll build it up through next week. Friday, the boys will be wearing the beanies, and just to gain awareness for Brain Injury Awareness Week.
Thanks,
Shane.
Beautiful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good job.
I'm going to campaign shoulder injury.